In 1872, I began my first term at Hitchin College for Women in Cambridge. It was the night of the 17th of November, 1872, that I first came to the idea of opening my own women's college. Having returned from a long walk, I decided to fetch a book from the library, which also served as dining room and common room. As I came in, I saw nearly all the rest of the college assembled round the fire. They invited me to sit with them, and I asked what they were doing. They explained excitedly that they were to roast and eat a huge bag of chestnuts whilst telling each other ghost stories. I thanked them, but decided I would really rather go home. I got my book and stood a minute longer in friendly talk, but with a blank, solitary feeling hard to describe. As I touched the door handle to leave, I turned back for an instant, seeing the party in the firelight, and a sort of message came to me. Whether God spoke to me or my heart cried to God, I do not know. I only know that a definite thrill went through me. I thought, oh, how I want a college just like this, in its high standard of work, its liberty and everything. And yet not like this, not but where the name of Christ is loved and honoured. I pulled my shawl around my shoulders and took a few turns up and down the drive, feeling as though I had received a consecration. The touch of the hand of God laid on my head could still be felt. Why should the higher education, which doubtless in time would be a great force in the world, be associated with unbelief in His holy word and spirit? Why should not the name of Christ be loved and honoured? I can honestly say that the thought of my possible college never wholly left me after that night, though in the unhappy days that were to follow, it seemed like a mockery and a thing nearly impossible.